This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Have fun today on Kingdom Pursuits. I get to have two friends. And every once in a while that happens, where, you know, God provides people I've had on the show many times, as well as had a chance to meet them on and off, you know, radio, so to speak. So first up, we have Christy McLaughlin. And Christy is one of the cool people out there that, you know, is just like, I don't know if you call them overachievers. Like, she has produced two different movies, A Long Way Off and the movie Unbridled, but she's also an author of several books. But the reason why she's here with us today is one of the many companies, actually, she started in her career, but this one is called Home Rule, which is really near and dear to your heart, right, Christy? Because, you know, this was something you experienced, a frustration. You saw a huge need in our culture for this kind of help.
Right, exactly. And that's primarily because my husband and I have a daughter who is 11, and she was born not breathing, surprisingly, shocking all of us. And so we ended up going home with her when she was 4 months old with nurses in the home, which is a completely different lifestyle, you know, from just regular typical parenting. And so we've experienced and also met a lot of people who have experienced the challenges of raising a medically fragile child.
Yeah, so we got all kind of answers for you out there today. And along with Christy, we have Dwight Gullion of Gullion's Christian Supply. Been on many, many, many times, and I've known, as Stu has known Dwight for a long time. And it's that time of year, Dwight, where all of a sudden, wow, we're thinking about Christmas. We're thinking about a lot of stuff that could be going on.
Oh, don't forget Thanksgiving.
Yeah, don't forget the thanks. I remember that commercial. And
That's my favorite.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm curious, a bookstore, a Thanksgiving, where do you go with that?
Oh, just gifts. In fact, at my home, we actually exchange gifts at Thanksgiving, because we figure we're giving thanks to each other and make a special deal of that as well. But, you know, there's always just a good festive celebratory spirit there, starting, you know, about this time, and throughout the next couple months, we like to just really, it just really seems warm and encouraging to be in our workplace there, our ministry, and all the people coming in seem to be really in a, you know, they're focused on, like we were talking about, being thankful for what they have. It's the traditionally the harvest time, which was when, you know, our ancestors were thankful and so forth. And of course, the celebration of Christ's birth that then comes after that.
Yeah, and that's not to mention the books. So we're talking about Christian, Gullion's Christian Supply. So speaking of books.
Uh-oh.
You knew it was coming.
Uh-oh.
You know, here you go. You're going to like this one, Dwight. What do you call it when Stu takes a picture of himself in front of his favorite bookcase at Gullion's? That's a shelfie.
Oh.
And you know, Stu would do that too, don't you? And Dwight tells me that his books on angels, they just keep flying off the shelf. I don't know what that. Dwight even has a book on Christian puns. You may have heard this one. It's too meaningful. And at Gullion's,
you crack yourself up.
I do
you?
Crack myself up, and somebody's got to get cracked up here. So at Gullion's, there is an aisle in the store that has clothing with scripture verses, right?
Oh,
that
yes. We just got a lot more in.
And you can actually add your own verse if you want to. And so you might be wondering what they call that aisle. Well, it's sort of the adverse text aisle.
That was a stretch there. You had to work for that one.
So you knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I'd actually have a riddle. You could call in and win today at 866 348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. All you have to do is tell us who was the smartest man in the first book of the Bible. Who was the smartest man in the first book of the Bible? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if they can guess that one, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
They can win one of our books from the King of Pursuits prize ball.
All right, get ready to call 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Who was the smartest man in the first book, since we're talking books today, of the Bible? So, you know, now that the shenanigans are over, Christy, you guys have been open now how long with Home Rule?
We were licensed a year ago, but we really started providing services this year. Yep.
And so how many cities, because we got people listening in Richmond and people listening in Raleigh and people listening in Charlotte and people listening here in Triad area.
Right.
Where all do you guys cover at this point?
We're kind of spread out. We're in 22 counties in North Carolina, and we go all the way from Winston-Salem over to Asheville, from Boone down to Charlotte. And then way over there, we cover Wake and Johnson counties in the Raleigh area.
So,
yeah. And not just kids. You know, I was talking about kids, but all kinds of people who have medical needs, you know, who need nursing and extra help at home. It's a lot larger population, I think, than a lot of people realize.
Oh, yeah. I went through this with my father just... Well, it was about a year ago this time I started in on that adventure.
Mm-hmm. And it's traumatizing to a degree, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And then you quickly discover, wow, there's some of these people that are really, really wonderful with your loved one. Mm-hmm. And there's others that you're like, gee, how do I get stuck with them, you know? And
well,
that's
it's your loved one. That's the key. It's your loved one. I mean, for anyone who has, for example, just typically growing healthy children and have to get child care, or you know, you have to find care for, say, aging parents, but they're healthy but they need a little bit of extra help. That is challenging enough, right? Like who you trust to take care of your loved one. But then when you're talking about people who are in hospice, we don't do hospice, but you know, who are going through end of life or who are just medically challenged, maybe like a paraplegic or kids with traits and vents. You know, you want them to live every single day as their best day. And then you're choosing a caregiver, and wow, it's hard enough for a healthy person.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of kids, actually, that's a big area of what you guys do at Gullions as well, right? And certainly... I don't know if you'd ever thought about the homebound kids that have health issues like that.
No, I don't guess I have, although we have a lot of people will bring them in with them. And I've always, you know, am attracted. I always tell my children, this is who, whether it's physical or developmental disabilities, I often will point out to my children who a lot of them work at, the older ones work at the store with me, this is who our Lord came for. I said, the rest of us that make it in, we're just blessed. The Lord came for these disadvantaged folks.
Yeah, it's a special thing to work with those kind of folks. And I know that you've gotten some blessings out of that that were kind of unexpected. Have you got a story along those lines, Christy?
You want my personal? I can't tell anybody else's story. There's HIPAA going on.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that, but you can tell. Yeah, wow. I forgot about HIPAA.
But I know it's hard. It's hard because the people that we service are so amazing. And I can just say that across the board, there are some whoops, do we have to go?
Yeah, that's the music. So we got a break coming up. So this is your chance to call in at 866 348-7884. I really thought this was sort of an old one that somebody would get immediately. Who was the smartest man in the first book of the Bible? 866-348-7884. So much more. King of Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned. Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom today. We're so blessed to have with us Dwight Gullion with Gullion's Christian Supply, which becomes even more vital to our community as all these, actually over 40 chain stores in the area have closed in the recent. So if you're looking for a Christian bookstore and you're in Greensboro or in Winston or Statesville, guess what? Gullion's is still right there and available with more than ever. And we also have with us Christy McLaughlin with Home Rule, Home Rule, where they empower families to do direct care, believing that giving parents autonomy regarding scheduling facilities, more control and flexibility will improve the health, relationships, activities, and quality of life for their entire families. And so, we still have a riddle that has to be riddled. This question of who was the smartest man in the first book of the Bible. So you can call us with your answer at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. But, wow, Dwight, as all these other ones are closing, do you think it's the your emphasis on homeschool and the used books and whatever that gave you a sort of a competitive advantage to be able to stay in business?
I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's just the various economic and market forces that have been at work in the last few years have caused there to be, two or three years ago, there was a chain of over 200 Christian bookstores that closed. And now here this year, there's been one that's closing, I think, over 170 of them. And it's left a lot of communities without the light in the community that for the last 100 years that Christian bookstores have been. There's just in Greensboro, there's no Christian bookstore in the city of Greensboro, and it's just amazing and shocking to me. But yes, it has to do with our unique atmosphere and product blend, and the fact that we present ourselves as a ministry and have a lot of community support.
That is awesome. Well, we actually have a very big treat here. We have Phoebe Gullion, who wants to attempt the riddle, I guess. And, so Phoebe, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Hello.
Are you on the clock?
Actually, yes, I am. I'm just listening to you.
That's really good because, this is critical that you're helping support Gullion's right now by, I would be, really disappointed if somebody at Gullion's couldn't answer my riddle.
So Phoebe's at our King store right now, helping customers and so forth, but she was listening to her daddy on the radio.
That's good.
Phoebe's 15 years old.
Who was who was the smartest man in the first book of the Bible, Phoebe?
Okay, I believe it was Abraham because he knew a lot.
Oh, isn't that... That does crack me up. It's an oldie but a goodie. It was Abraham because he did. He knew a lot. And you're exactly right, Phoebe. Great answer. And so, I'm gonna let you win a book from Gullion's Christian Supply. Thank you for calling in today. God bless.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, we got Virginia is in Lexington. Don't hang on with me. Don't lose. And I got somebody else, so we'll go to Virginia here. Virginia, you're on the Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. So, in your mind, who was the smartest man in the first book of the Bible?
I think I would say Noah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had the wisdom, the smart, to listen to God and to do everything that he said as far as building the ark and
it's a really cool thing that you mentioned, Noah, Virginia, is that Noah found grace.
Yes.
In his father's eyes. In fact, he's the first one that is mentioned that. And and it's a huge deal that actually, I don't know if you know this, that Noah spelled backwards in Hebrew is grace.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, if you spell those letters in Hebrew backwards, the way that it's spelled Noah in Hebrew, that you get the word grace. And so it's a fascinating thing that that he kind of is a picture. And, when we're studying the Bible, the first place you find a word is a significant issue into understanding the word. It's the first place you find the word grace. and then his name spelled backward is that way. So the number, the name is the same too. So it's really cool stuff. Great answer. I'm going to say you're a winner, and we have a book for you. So thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, well, thank you.
You have a
Thanks
wonderful
very
day.
Much.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you, Virginia.
Too.
Yeah. So we have Mike is in Sparta, North Carolina. Mike, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I am excited to hear your answer. Who would you say was the smartest man in the first book of the Bible?
The smartest man in the first book of the Bible, no doubt, is Adam.
There you go.
Because he had absolute perfect wisdom because he was created perfect until he fell.
I like the had
so
part.
He had that. Yeah. I mean, it's because of him that we have to do what we have to do today, and it was because of him that Christ had to die. But what makes him the smartest man in the book of the Bible, first book of the Bible? Well, not only did he name all the animals, okay? It was given to him to name all the animals.
Yeah.
He didn't have a mother-in-law. Think about that. He didn't have a mother-in-law. And he was the most honest man in the Bible also, because when he looked at Eve and said, "Honey, you're the prettiest woman on earth," when she said, "Does this fig leaf make my ankles look big?" He says, "Absolutely not. You're the prettiest woman in the world." So he was probably the one that got...
Yeah.
He never slept on the couch one time, except that one time when he ate that fruit, and God put him on the couch, but Eve never put him on the couch.
You know, I got to, since you've obviously given a lot of thought to this, Mike, and since I got you right here, and this is more than fascinating. You know, there was a moment, right? Eve had eaten the forbidden fruit, and now Adam's got to make a decision, because... I can choose Eve or I can choose God. I can choose Eve or I can choose God. And it says in
That's
First
right.
Timothy that he was not deceived.
No, Eve was deceived, but Adam willfully sinned.
Right.
And man has put himself right back in the garden, and we stand underneath the tree of knowledge every day. And we choose the world in our actions, or we choose God. In that moment,
What a decision to make. I mean, you know, I've thought about that. Like, that's really, really hard. If I don't eat this, my wife is going to be, you know, and I don't know what he was thinking, but I guess we'll get to ask him that question when we get up there. Go, Dwight, I'm interested in your view of that.
What's that? Of
Adam's
moment.
I don't
know. That's what I was sitting here thinking about. I had my eyes closed. I was thinking, man, that would be a tough situation.
We got Christy. Christy, do you think he made the right decision?
No.
No. He could have guided his wife in the right direction. You think?
Yeah. He wasn't deceived, so why didn't he, you know, do something about the serpent? But I'm talking about that moment after she ate. Now she's standing there, and now what are you going to do? So that...
Not follow somebody into their sin, you know? You think? I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's easy for us to say because we don't have but a second, you know. But as I've thought about that, I wonder, you know, I really do, and I'm going to ask God about this when I get up there. What would have happened if Adam hadn't eaten it to Eve?
I never thought about that, actually. What if they were divided in that way?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. So, Mike, you've got us all pondering up here. What's your thought on that?
It's a picture of Jesus Christ, because he'd rather die for his bride than to live without her.
Oh, wow. Now you make me want to cry.
Genesis 3:15 is the promise of the Redeemer. Genesis 3:15.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, before the foundation of the worlds was laid, God knew that Christ was going to have to die, and Christ knew that he was going to have to die. God had to manifest him in the self and the flesh to come to earth to know what it was like. God don't know what it was like to live like a man. He doesn't know what it was like to be hungry, sleepy, to be born as a baby. So he had to manifest himself in the flesh as a child, be born and live a human life, because it took a human, a man, to die for a man, because the blood of animals was no longer no good.
Mike, you are one of the reasons that I am thrilled to work for the Truth Network, that we have such listeners out there with such faith, with such, you know, wisdom. That's wonderful. Golly, I'm going to think about that all day. I mean, that's awesome.
We are told the most important verse in the Bible after you're saved is 2 Timothy 2:15. And it says to study. If you have a humble mind, a receptive heart, and time spent in a book, you can learn stuff from that book that you don't even know is in there. There's more to it than dress white, spit white, and all that stuff.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I know there's two people within Christy and Dwight that would agree completely. God bless you, Mike. Thank you so much, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Have a great afternoon.
But I didn't win nothing but airtime. I'm disappointed.
You won the book, man. You won. You won airtime plus a book. We're going to get it to you. So I'm going to put you back on hold so we can get you that. We might send you two. Oh, wow. We did the whole segment with... Well, right. Christy and Dwight, we got a lot more coming from Galeen's Christian Supply and Home Rule. You got to find out more about those at kingdompursuits.com. What you may be looking for at a Christian bookstore, or if your family, wow, if you got a loved one that you would like a little bit more autonomy in being a help them, go to Home Rule, or you can go to kingdompursuits.com. So much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And both our guests today have got huge passions in so many different ways, and they're both so multi-talented. It's amazing all the things that I know they're involved in. But first off, we have Dwight Galeen with Galeen's Christian Supply, which, you know, they got all sorts of stuff. It's not just books by any means or anybody stretch of the imagination, family decor, decoration, you know, things for Christmas decorations, all kinds of cards. And what are some of the things you wanted to...
It's sort of like a Christian department store.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have a gift section with all the, like you just mentioned, home decor. And I always know about how in the Old Testament, God had the Israelites were supposed to put the law and God's word on their walls and on their doorposts and so forth. And so I always encourage people to decorate their home with inspirational sayings and scripture and so forth. But the same sort of things make for great gifts for birthdays and holidays and so forth. Greeting cards, we sell just stacks and stacks of box greeting cards. All the nice little old ladies at the church that want to send them out, you know.
And Christmas cards.
We got those all out and so forth. And then, you know, we still do sell a lot of music CDs and DVDs of movies and so forth. And I'm going to have to look in to see what our other guest here, what movies that she helped produce, videos she produced.
Yeah, well, Christy, tell him. You did just one in 2014 and just one in February this year, right?
That's right. Yes, we did. We produced the movie A Long Way Off,
And that is a modern day prodigal son story. And the most recent one that released this year is Unbridled. And you can find that at unbridledmovie.com. Maybe we could find it in your bookstore. I don't know. But Unbridled was actually inspired by a Christian horse ranch in Cary, North Carolina. And they pair rescued horses with girls who have undergone all kinds of trauma. And the healing that takes place is absolutely incredible and astounding. And I really only know about that because my daughter volunteered and interned there for several years. And I was just so amazed that we just decided to make a movie about it.
Yeah, what a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And so another thing that actually you're seeing more and more is Sunday school curriculum, right? It's one of those things that, you know, you may be wondering, or you want to start a Bible study on your own or whatever you guys got stuff.
Oh, yes, we do have a large selection of Sunday school and children's church and VBS materials, and do standing orders for a lot of the churches, and have had a lot more churches calling us here recently to fulfill their orders, and we're happy to ship them to them. If it's a little out of their way to come to Statesville or King, we'd be happy to ship to them. I just noticed when looking at this this sheet that Robbie showed me about your movies that we have something else in common, Christy. I have 8 children, and y'all had 9. So I think we're out of the norm here lately.
Yeah, probably so. We've homeschooled all of our kids, too, so that's probably another somewhat out of the norm, especially, I mean, like you owning a business. I think some people think of homeschoolers as working dads, stay-at-home moms, you know, that kind of thing. And we did that for a while. But then when God really puts something on your heart that is burning and you just feel like you have to do it, it changes things around. And suddenly your kids are helping out. And I actually have a couple of my kids working for Home Rule right now. And we've had kids working with my husband and his publicity firm. And all of our kids worked on our movies. And so one of the most exciting things, I think, is that when you raise your kids and your passion is not just to educate them, you know, say in a school system, to be the best educated or whatever, it's really just sitting back and saying, okay, where are my strengths? Where are my weaknesses? What is God putting on my heart? You know, and it's not, you can't always go looking for it, you know. Suddenly something is in your face and you're like, wow, you know, I see these veterans, or I see these elderly people, or I see this community somewhere, right? And you have a vision and you take that step. And I think whenever we're talking about Unbridled, and I think about Joy, for example, who runs Brown. Unbridled's actually a drama. It's not a documentary or anything. It stars Eric Roberts and T.C. Stallings, who was the lead in War Room, so he's pretty big in the Christian community. But what I tell people is when I see someone like Joy, who starts something like Corral, that affects so many people in a positive way, that a lot of times things are, they seem overwhelming. You have an idea, and it seems overwhelming. But you take a step back and think, well, what can I do? Can I bring a meal to my neighbor? You know, can I meet with 3 other neat moms who are in need? Can I, you know, take that little step? I think a lot of times things just seem so overwhelming. And I would say that years ago, you wouldn't have thought that you would be owning so many stores the very first day that you opened your very first store, right?
No, we didn't. We started off at a little flea market back in 1992, and the Lord has blessed us. That's right. Exactly.
Isn't that neat?
Yes, and he brings things to you.
Yes. And I think that that's just a lot of the joy of life. So when people talk to me, it's not so much about writing books or making movies, or for me, it's very much right now about caring for the medically fragile population and supporting them. But really, it's just looking at people and saying, what's on your heart? Take the first step.
That's cool.
It's really as simple as that.
It really is. And I, you know, I teach special needs at the church where I, you know, attend and have for years and years and years. And you know, what you said about these are the ones that Jesus came from. I can't even begin to share the things they have taught me.
That's right. Yes. Exactly.
I mean, just like, oh my gosh, they understand a lot of things so much clearer than I ever could because they're looking through such a different lens.
Right.
And the, like you say, the joy that they have in circumstances that I can't even imagine. And different things that are along the way that like, wow, God, I never would have gone on this adventure had you not drawn me to it. And now that you have, you know, there's all sorts of blessings on it, which is really kind of the theme of the whole idea of the original Kingdom Pursuits show was to have people that God took them somewhere where they didn't really know where they were headed. And the next thing you know, mm-hmm. you know, he opened up all sorts of doors. And I see that in both your lives. I mean, it's just been a constant thing as I've known, you know, both for a number of years. And, you know, there's been trials along the way in both people's cases, because both of you have had children, you know, where you've had your struggles, right, Dwight?
That's right. Yes, I've mm-hmm. had some health issues with my oldest son, and then had a baby daughter pass away soon mm-hmm. after birth. So there's been struggles. But again, like back to what Robbie said, we're so blessed and so spoiled. The Lord takes such good care of us, and it's just where that we should have just a grateful heart every morning when we get up, and to think of all of what He's done for us and how we don't deserve any of it.
No, it's, and you know, I think of, you know, it's kind of cool where He's got you both, you know, in places of service for a lot of folks that you know desperately need that, because when somebody needs that kind of health care, Christy, I mean, that's a hard, you know how hard a place that is to be.
Almost every family is suffering hardship. And I mean, I think you could both agree that we all go through times of great need. And families who are in this situation, it's ongoing. So I'll give you an example. I can't give you a specific example of one of our clients, but I can talk about my daughter. My daughter's 11. She was born not breathing. She was also diagnosed with a genetic condition that can cause tumors throughout her body. So she has a trach. When she is sick, she sleeps and stays on a ventilator.
Oh, wow. We got to go to another break. And we got one more segment. I hate that. But, you know, I was also thinking, Dwight, about the homeschool. You know, that's a giant, for those people in that situation, that's a huge need. And I can't imagine facing homeschooling without a Christian bookstore somewhere around. I mean, wow, to talk about the curriculum and all those kind of things. So we got more Christy, more Dwight coming up. So stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And when we left our hero, Christy, she was in the middle of her story about her daughter, and I don't want to interrupt that further. So go ahead, Christy.
Oh, that's so nice. So my daughter, who's 11, has a trach, and she's got a shunt because her medical treatment led her to have hydrocephalus. She actually has two cancerous brain tumors. She also has a tumor in her neck. She's got all kinds of stuff, you know, rods in her back, multiple surgeries, in and out of the hospital during certain periods of her life. It weighs a lot on the family, and all of our clients are in similar situations, very medically fragile children. But two things I'd love to say about that, and one is there are a lot of people in really, really challenging situations, families that I've met that I know, or people who have just suffered through a divorce, abusive marriage or childhood. I mean, you name it, like life is really hard on some people. And you can take that and say, my life is so hard, it's awful, why is everybody else so blessed? Or you can, you know, do what you said and say, you know, I'm so grateful. I am so, well, Dwight said it, so, so thankful, so grateful. Why do I get so many blessings in my life? And it's not easy. It's hard. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Life, you go through certain time periods that are hard, and for some of us who are caregivers, there's really no end to that. So you rearrange your life. With that said, as far as home rule is concerned, we worked with other agencies with my daughter because she's had to have skilled nursing in the home for 11 years. And we've struggled with some things with the agencies. And I came to my wit's end last year and just said, there has to be a better way. When the agency says no to you, it means you can't sleep. And so you go to work during the day and then you stay up all night keeping your eyes on your child, or you miss work, or, you know, you can't take a shower, you can't cook your dinner. Literally, that's the life of someone who with a medically fragile person in their life. And it's hard because you love that person, but you have to live your life. You have to sleep. You got to pay your bills. So that's challenging. And so we came up with a different system where we have a portal. And all of our employees are on the portal. So once we hire them, our nurses, our amazing force of nurses, they're on there. So families can go on the portal and they can search by competency. You need a vent comp nurse in your area. There they are. Now, we set up care teams, and that's our big thing. Our other main difference is that we don't pull nurses out of the home. So a lot of people over the years have nurses shuffled in and shuffled out and shuffled in and shuffled out. I don't know of a parent who would put their kids in a school where they would allow that, of the school, to shuffle teachers in and out multiple times a year or multiple times a week. You know, how are your kids going to learn if they can't even figure out who their teacher is? So that's what a lot of agencies do with nurses caring for their children. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how that could possibly be good for the nurses, for the families, for the client that's being taken care of. And so we just have a policy that we don't do it. So we create these amazing care teams where the nurses feel like they're a part of a team. They talk about the plan of care with the families and with the other nurses, and they feel a part of it. So they catch each other's back. Somebody's got to call out. They call their other team members. And I know it may sound like common sense, but it's actually not how most agencies work. And so we found that we have fewer call outs.
I hate to jump in there, but we're starting to run out of this particular segment is kind of short. I'm sorry, Christy. But yes, you can hear her passion for home rule. It's absolutely huge. And if you've got somebody, go to home rule, go to kingdompursuits.com. But I wanted to give you a minute, Dwight, because this homeschool thing is a big deal too.
Oh, sure. Yes, it's continuing to grow. There's over 90,000 homeschools in North Carolina alone, meaning, you know, well over 200,000 children being taught that way. And our stores provide a full line of our stores in King and in Statesville are the two that have it, a full line of new curriculum of all various homeschool curriculums, a huge selection of used curriculum at budget prices. We accept trade-ins of your used curriculum for cash or credit in the store. And then I have a great staff, an awesome staff of graduated homeschool moms that are ready to pray with you and talk to you and hold your hand. And don't be afraid. Come on and see us, and we'll be happy to fix you up. And you seasoned ones, come on and see us as well. We're happy to match prices if we need to with online. And, you know, we can ship to you whatever you need. But we'd love to see you. And, boy, it's a blessing to be on this show with you, Christy. That was such a good testimony. And did she give a web? Is there a website? Did you mention that
for her?
It's
homerule.net, right?
It's homerule.net. And
yeah,
it was a pleasure being on with you as well, Dwight.
You know, and it's kind of fascinating that there's a prayer segment coming up that I recorded actually yesterday with James Bank. It's called Encouraging Prayer. You know what it is called? Fight to Praise. That they're literally fighting words, and he's going to quote how we have to fight sometimes through to be able to praise. And that seems like exactly what you're talking about, Christy, right there is, you know, we're going to be fighting to praise. So thank you, Christy. It's always a real pleasure to have you and all that you're doing, as well as you, Dwight.
Thank you, Robert.
God bless. Of course, Gullion's Christian Supply certainly has a website.
Gullion's.com.
Yeah, as well as homerule.net. But you can find them either one at kingdompursuits.com. Now stay tuned. You got Encouraging Prayer followed by Masculine Journey Radio. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network, but you listeners are what make it so much fun. Thank you so much for all those great calls today. That was awesome. God bless.